Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Samuel chapter 8, where the people of God have made the pronouncement, we want a king like the other nations. Well, being like the world means losing freedoms. When we become like the world, we lose our freedom and we become blinded to the fact that we will also lose God's generosity. So notice the very stern warning that God gives them in chapter 8, verses 9 through 18. He tells Samuel that you shall solemnly warn them that this king that you're asking for, he will take from you. Six times God tells them that a king like the other nations will take. If you want a king like the other nations to fight your battles, then he will want a standing army. So he will take your sons to be in his army. But not only that, a king like the other nations will want to live in extravagance and luxury. So he will take your sons to plow fields and to reap harvest, to make weapons and to take care of the horses for the chariots. And he will want to eat well, so he will take your daughters to fix and prepare. And then, who will you have to work in your fields, to prepare your meals, to prepare your wine, to reap your harvest? You see, a king was going to make it harder on all the people all the way around. You won't have your sons and daughters to help you. You won't have any abundance because it will go to take care of the king. He will take, take, take. And the people had forgotten that God was the one who gave, gave, gave. And God wasn't going to let up on what he required from them. Why? Because he was the real king. But perhaps the greatest tragedy comes in that very last sentence. It says, you will cry out to God because of the misery you have brought on yourself, but the Lord will not answer you in that day. A desire, a lust to be like the world around you, blinds you to the reality that actually awaits you in that world. As you pray about that today, I also want you to pray for Chris and Alicia Sampson, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Rabbi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya.